This is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Steve Hayden, the football coach at Pentucket High School, Pentucket Regional High School. And Coach Hayden picked up his 200th career coaching win this past weekend against Triton, a 13-10 decision. And, Coach, congratulations. Must have been a great day for you.
Yeah, it was a great day because Triton really played hard, and our kids had to really hang on to get the win. They did a good job.
Steve, I met you really, I think, only one time. We were just talking before we started this interview. It was a great Saturday afternoon a number of years ago. I was up in the stands watching the game with Mike Grenier from the Salem News. And, one of the things that I'm taking from just kind of observing you is you love the game of football. And the fact that your team right now is 3-0 was probably just as big as to you as anything else on this past Saturday.
I really, the wins and losses, really, when you come down to it, they're all good. I just like seeing our kids compete and do their best.
Yeah.
That's what really it's all about.
Yeah. Well, tell me about tell me about the day. I got to focus. Ask you one question on the day, anyways. Who was there for you on Saturday? I mean, who were some of the people that kind of stopped by and kind of gave you a pat on the back and said congratulations?
Well, my family, my wife, my brother, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, a lot of friends. Coach Chuck Adamopoulos from Central Catholic, who was one of my assistant coaches my first year. It was the first 2 years at Pentucket before he moved on to Central Catholic. Tom Flaherty, who coaches with us, who was my coach, who I took over for, it was there. And really, it was very nice to see that Jack Welch from Ipswich High School was there. And that's kind of a funny story because Jack got his 200th win against us at about 15 years ago. So we played hard, but they snuck one out on us. And he was a great coach and a great person and had to come down and say hi. So that was very nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Jack Welch was there. So that's fantastic that he was there. I mean, obviously a Cape Ann League football coaching legend from Ipswich.
Yeah, and my father-in-law, who's 88, was down to watch too, which is he's been a great supporter all through the year.
Well, all right. So let me ask you about this year's team. Who are the players on this year's Pentucket team that you're counting on to contribute in your game Friday night against Newburyport?
Well, I think they call it a team for that that reason that there's a lot. All of them have to really, really play their best, and we've got some kids that have done very well this year. Ken and Haley has run the ball and played some very good defense for us. Our senior backs, Brennan McGuirk, and offensive line has been probably our, and defensive line has been our forefront. And that starts with Ben Thornton, our captain, Joe Ramondi, Nathaniel Malone, Noah Marley, James Lucia, Willie Beard. They've been just doing a real, real good job. Our split ends, Travis Bouncy, first year player, has really stepped up and done a real nice job. Junior Jack Galligan has done a very good job. Cam Regalp, our tight end. John Parsons backing us up. Our running back, Robert Porter, and Liam Sheehy have done a real good job. So, it's going to take all of us to put it together.
Yeah. What kind of a team does Newburyport have this year? What kind of style are they now here in 2015?
They've changed. They've gone to the Delaware, so we'll be kind of looking at ourselves offensively. Defensively, they could be a 4-4 or 3-4. But they're very skilled. They've got very, very good athletes. Their backs are outstanding. They present a lot of speed, and they run hard and they run tough. So, they're well coached, and the kids get after it. So it should be a good game.
Yeah. Steve, I want to back up the clock here a little bit, back it up in time here. You won 5 Cape Ann League titles, and as I understand it, 3 Super Bowl appearances. Let's go to the Cape Ann League titles. I know this is an unfair question, but what kind of stands out among those Cape Ann League titles for you?
I don't know. I have to say the kids. The kids really, in all of them, they all battled hard, and they all, you know, we had some talented kids, and we had kids that worked hard, had a good work ethic, and I think that's probably what stands out the most.
Yeah. Now the Super Bowls, to me, one of the things is the Super Bowl. When you go to the Super Bowl, all of a sudden you have that week to prepare for it, which is the craziest of all things. And I know at different times there's been different Super Bowl formats. So what do you remember from the Super Bowls, getting ready for those and playing those?
We're having fun. We had no expectations to ever even go to a Super Bowl, I guess. Chris Perry, who had coached with me for 31 years, when we went to our first Super Bowl, before the game started, we just looked at each other and said, can we even believe that we were here? It was just one of those things that seems surreal. And our kids played really, really tough. You know, we played Dighton Rehoboth, and we were lucky to get a win. They were well coached, and it was a really tough game. And we were actually the last team to play in the Millennium. So it was pretty good.
Yeah. No, that's a great story, and you're right about, you know, just kind of soaking it in, and it's hard to do that, but I'm glad you were able to kind of capture that moment. I got to ask you this, too, and again, this is a very unfair question, so help me out on this, but athletes, you know, I know you're a coach, you appreciate your team, you appreciate this year's team, you're kind of like Belichick, I'm sure, in a sense, like we're all coaches are, that, you know, this is the team, this is the year, but are there a couple of players that you can single out and say, wow, these were incredible Pawtucket football players years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, the great thing about it is we've had some athletes that have been unbelievable, you know, Mike McCoy, Steve Puglio, going right down, Cody Rothwell did some amazing things as a running back. But It always comes back to the same thing. It's a team game, and no matter how good those guys were or are, it always takes, you know, the whole group of them to get it done. No one can do it by themselves, and I'm sure those guys will be the first to tell you that their teammates really helped.
I'm going to leave you. I got one last question for you. I'm sure you are a coaching influence on a lot of young men and other coaches. But who were your coaching influences, and where do you kind of get inspiration and, you know, X's and O's from?
Well, I'll be brief, but Coach Flaherty, Tom Flaherty, who coached me in high school, and then I replaced him. He went to Milton, has come back, and I always use this. He was still working at Milton, and we had a Thanksgiving Day game that snowed, and at the time, he was like 65, 66, and he brought his shovel to the field for that pre-Thanksgiving Day practice and was out there shoveling the snow. Dave Morse, my first athletic director, and he was my coach, one of my coaches in high school also, and a great mentor. And Chris Perry, who worked with me for 31 years, was very, very sound and with a work ethic and a coaching ethic and love the game and love the kids. And Chuck Adamopoulos, who is, you know, as a friend and as a coach, you can't get better.
Yeah. Coach, anything else you want to share with us? It's been great talking with you, but anything else you want to share that I didn't ask you about the coaching career or Pawtucket football?
Just one thing. I have to say that, honestly, if it wasn't for my wife and her understanding and her patience with me during the football season, that I probably would never have been a coach. And she's been one of my biggest supporters, and she's been outstanding.
And
always has been.
And what's her name?
Her name is Lisa Hayden.
Lisa. All right, great. Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that goes almost without saying, but I'm glad that you said it, because we don't hear that enough. But Coach, congratulations to you on the 200th win and many more. I think you had a comment, Coach, about somebody asked you after the game about going for 300, and what was your response to that?
I'd have to look to be 150, I think.
Well, anyway,
Let's hope that
happens. But anyways, yeah. if you want it to happen. But anyways, Coach.
I appreciate that.
All right, Coach. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, that's Steve Hayden. Steve Hayden, the football coach at Pentucket Regional High School. Again, he picked up his 200th coaching win last Saturday against Triton, and they're at Newburyport on Friday night. This is MSONewsSports.com.